His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz. His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of a bitch, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, and more black power. You are tuned live now into the most revolutionary hour anywhere to be heard on the radio airwaves. That's right, once again, Black Power Radio. We thank you for giving us your time and your attention, and we know that some of you are sitting in front of your computers. Some of you are on the telephone. Others are hearing by other means, but whatever way you're hearing us tonight, we are thankful and thankful again for your presence with us. We have a power-packed show tonight. I, of course, am Sean Kwali. And we have a power-packed show tonight. We're talking about the triumph in Newberry and the future of the new Black Panther Party. I'm going to say it again, the triumph in Newberry and the future of the new Black Panther Party. There were those who thought that we were going to go into some kind of losing battle, as if we were fighting a losing battle in Newberry. Nobody had ever heard of Newberry. Nobody had really been to Newberry, some had said, and what's the point in fighting this kind of battle in Newberry? But if you look at the news, you look at Fox News, a big article in New York Times, you look all across the web, all they can say is that the new Black Panther Party showed up and showed up serious in Newberry County, South Carolina. So we want to start our show off right and want to introduce our co-host, and she is the straight-up official co-host of Black Power Radio. This is Sister Fasami. She's online now. She's going to tell you a little bit about herself, and then we'll go right back into it. Black Power, sister.
Black Power, brother. How are you?
Doing fantastic or blacktastic. How about you?
Blackerific, brother. Blackerific. A little bit about Sister Fasami. I've been with the new Black Panther Party since 2005. St. Louis, that's where I got my initiation process. I'm now in the process of opening my own African-centered school, which is going to actually mirror, I don't know how many people are familiar in our listening audience, familiar with Brother Klein in Chicago. He opened a school called Freedom Academy, where they teach our little young brothers and sisters Arabic. They teach them Kiswahili. They teach them Portuguese, French, Spanish. So when our seeds get out, they're able to communicate with any brother or sister on any continent in any country. They teach them chemistry by the time they're in the second grade, physics, astronomy, astrology. So I'm in the process of opening up that school right now. I have my own website, www.thedropsquad.ning.com. That's going to be changing pretty soon. I will keep you guys posted on that. Also, had a radio show, but, brother, I think we were a little too black for them, and it got canceled.
You're on the right one now.
All right. Now, that's what I'm trying to hear. But since we're on here talking about Newberry, we have the chairwoman on the line. Sister Tiffany, are you there?
Yes, I am. Black power, everybody.
Black power, sister. Oh, brother, can I share some stories with you real quick?
Absolutely.
Brother, this was one of the most humbling experiences. Having the opportunity to actually work with this sister right here, she is so humble. She is so energetic. She is so lively. She is so black focused. She just works in a realm of just black matter, period. This sister is powerful. She pulled this stuff off basically, I'm not going to say by herself locally, because we had the help and the support nationally. But locally, this sister almost had to do this stuff all by herself. When you talk about black love, I'm going to use this one as a poster child, black love. Chair lady, how are you tonight?
I'm doing blacktacular. I had to get me one in. Y'all came up with new words. I said word. I'm going to say blacktacular.
So tell us about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm a resident of Newberry County, born and raised, and I graduated Newberry College in December of 2006. I have my major in graphic design, so that's what I have my business, Slickwitted Design Solutions. I do it, anything you need, website design, everything like that. And I've always had a big love for my people. You know, I believe in freedom, equality, and justice, and I don't like to see anyone get done wrong. So when I saw an opportunity to be involved, I jumped at it.
Okay. And what was the name of your company again?
It's Slickwitted Design Solutions.
So SLICK?
WITIT, Slickwitted.
Okay. Productions.
Design Solutions.
Design Solutions. Okay, gotcha. All right, brother, what we got on the schedule today?
All right, and so, first of all, thank y'all for the introduction. That's Sister Tiffany, y'all, and that's Sister Fasami, y'all. We're going to definitely be hearing from them more and more and more, especially our new co-host. And so we got to talk about Newberry. And so it's all over the news, all over the web, Newberry County. Now, of course, we've been doing this series for the past couple of weeks. The national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, he's been covering it, Newberry and the murder of our brother Anthony Hill. Of course, for those who don't know, Anthony Hill was a black man who was shot in the back of the head by a white 19-year-old man in Newberry named Gregory Collins. But not only was he was shot in the back of the head, then tied to the back of a pickup truck, and then drugged for some 10 miles down
11,
the road
of
Newberry. 11 miles. 11
yes.
miles. Okay. 11 miles down the road. And so I don't know how many of you all have saw the roads in Newberry, but they're not soft, comfortable, warm roads. These are hard gravel roads that this man was drugged down. And so we've been covering this. And for some, I've heard you got your mail and got your calls. He was saying that for some, this is the first time you'd even heard about this, was on Black Power Radio, and I would say that that was true up until we started putting pressure on that bastard Sheriff Foster. That's what I called him. I called him a bastard Sheriff Foster there in Newberry County. He went to the news and tried to act all sorrowful, like, you know, he's doing everything that he can do. They're exhausting all of their means and everything that they could potentially throw at this case, they've thrown at it. But hell, all the Newberry residents told me when I was in the field, and Sister Tiffany will bear as witness in a second, that if the shoe was on the other foot, if this was a black man that had did this atrocity and this thing to a white individual, they would have done way more than what they did for our brother Anthony Hill. Sister Tiffany, am I lying?
You're telling the truth, brother. You're not lying.
Would he have made it to the courthouse? Would he have made it to jail?
No, he wouldn't have made it to the jail. That brother would not have been breathing. He wouldn't have made it out the trailer. They threw tear gas into the trailer of Gregory Collins. They would have thrown bullets into the trailer of Anthony Hill. It's just like that.
Well, if they do it to a 7-year-old child in Detroit, Michigan, then
right.
I wouldn't doubt that them devils would definitely do it to a grown brother. So You know, I definitely believe you. Sister Tiffany, you had some new information about this case.
Talk to us.
Yes, it's been disclosed to me by someone very close to our brother Hill that he actually only mentioned Gregory Collins once. He just started working at the turkey plant in November of 2009. He mentioned this Gregory Collins only once, and he never said he was an associate or a friend. Not long after that, he began complaining that he was having a problem with someone at work, but he didn't want to get into any trouble. So he would not go into detail, but he did say he was having a problem. It was only 6 months after the first mentioning of Gregory Collins' name that our brother was slain. So what's up with that?
Also, isn't it something about this white chick, I liken her to that white broad off of Rosewood, that happened in Rosewood. Only thing is, she didn't scream rape.
Okay,
why don't you go ahead and elaborate on that?
Okay, we'll elaborate on that. There is also rumor going around that this lady is the daughter of our police chief, Jackie Swindler. So that may need to be investigated because he seems to be the main one that was at the front gate trying to stop our brother Shabazz during the initial demonstration march that was held June 28th when the Black Panthers first, well, not when they first came to Newberry, but when I first knew that they were in Newberry. That's when I first went to the park. And when we were attempting to march, Jackie Swindler was the main one that attempted to stop us. He was the one that suggested that we end the march at the courthouse. He also made comments suggesting that we may be faced with some opposition, which we were faced with. And now
talk a little bit about the opposition. Talk about that opposition. Don't leave that out. Talk about it.
Oh, yeah, the opposition. Oh, we had comments of people standing alongside the road yelling racial remarks, calling us niggers, telling us to go on home, and they even reported in the paper and have a picture of an officer holding his hand up against two skinheads, a fat one and a skinny one, with another white officer standing on laughing like it's funny, and is saying that one altercation between onlookers and marchers broke out, but no one was arrested. But I wonder why. They caused them to stand down, but they did allow them out there.
And y'all are hearing it here first. I just want y'all to know, those that are listening and those that will hear this later online, you're hearing this first. These are on-the-ground reports of what happened there in Newberry. And what Sister Tiffany's talking about, the chairwoman is talking about, she's talking about when we were marching through the streets, and our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, was on the megaphone telling the people to say black power and telling the people to say these are our streets and talking about long live Anthony Hill. And we hit one turn, and it was to my right, and there was some kind of commotion. We didn't know what was going on, and, of course, we covered down the national chairman and kept it moving. But we found out later that there was some kind of disturbance by some kind of white supremacist or something like that, which really had no effect on the march at all. It was like a tick. It was like a tick on a big elephant. I mean, really, it was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But the newspaper would make you think it was something really great. They had us under all kind of threats. Not just that, but, you know, let's get back to it. But that's what she's talking about. We were marching down the streets, and I'm saying this to say that a lot of people talk about revolution. A lot of people talk about leading. A lot of people talk about being bold. But you say that from behind a computer screen. You saying that from behind a telephone. You saying that from behind in the comfort of your couch and at your home, while the new Black Panther Party is out there on the streets, on the ground. Now, y'all go ahead with it.
That was another thing, if I can interject right here, it was so funny how on a national level, on a local level, how the media tried to portray this. It was what is that ill-built, nasty river rat white bitch's name? What's her name?
See, you talking about Cindy Pitts?
Yes, that. Oh, we saw her at the press conference, brother. She is the poster child of white beauty. I mean, this chick is so nasty built and ew. Oh, my gosh. She just looks like you're going to get scabies if you get near her, breathe the same air she's breathing. That being said, she's done a lot of false reporting. And then when we were on the Geraldo show, that was, if it wasn't real, it would almost be laughable, you know, how Geraldo was trying to pit Al Sharpton against Brother Shabazz, how he was trying to pit the senior vice president of the NAACP organization against the new Black Panthers. The bottom line is this. And we had to clap it up for Reverend Al Sharpton when he sat up there and said, you're talking about I should denounce Brother Malik Shabazz. What we need to be denouncing is the fact that this Black man was dragged 11 miles behind a truck.
That's right.
It's amazing the ploy, if we're not really wanted, if we're not really supposed to be there, if we wasn't making an impact, if we wasn't making them crackers itch a little bit,
teach.
Why are y'all pulling out all these evil, devilish tactics to make us leave and to belittle it and to make it seem like Geraldo's brothers? What's his name? Did you catch his name?
I forgot his name myself.
Well, little Geraldo.
Yeah.
Was his name Oscar? Whatever his name is. He was talking about, yeah, you know, like a couple of hundred people came out and what the nationwide audience wasn't privy to is when Brother Shabazz checked him right there.
That's
he was
right.
Like, you really are Geraldo's little brother. How are you going to sit up here and say only a couple hundred? He's like, brother, that's not news. You're making false allegations. That's not what journalists do. So he had to backtrack and say, you know, oh, it was, how many did he say, about 500 or 600 people came out?
He didn't even say that. He just said it was a sizable crowd, a sizable audience, or something to that effect. Some kind of term he used. But the
Brother Shabazz promised 1,000 people, right?
Right, right.
In my guesstimation, it was close to 1,000 people, if not more.
What the NASA chairman said was that we're expecting approximately thousands. That's what he said. And
right.
So when you look at those who were, not only those who were marching with us in the streets, but those who were along the sidewalks. See, they're not reporting this to y'all. That's why we're giving it to y'all. There were those, it's just like in the movies when them troops would come home and receive a hero's welcome and the crowd would be just on the side of the road waving their hands and clapping their hands. This is what they were doing for the new Black Panther Party. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. And those that were there, you can barely witness. They were clapping, they were cheering, they were saying, Black Power, go ahead, we love y'all. And that's what made them beasts mad, and that's what made them try to start a disruption, which had no effect on the march.
Preach.
And so,
preach.
And so we were well received, and then that was just on our way to the courthouse. And once we got to the courthouse, there was another couple of hundred outside the courthouse waiting to receive us. And so we already know, but I just gotta say it, Geraldo and all them other white media individuals, they're liars, of course, and they're deceivers. And so you got to always come to Black Power Radio to get the full scoop and get the on-the-ground report, because we're going to tell you what really happened for black people.
Let me ask you a question. Why is that, brother?
Why they lie?
Because the truth is always told by those who have been oppressed.
That's right.
The truth is always on our side. So that's the reason why, if you want to know the truth, if you really want to know what happened, you got to come here. And then, what was the other situation? It just slipped my brain. But you go ahead till I remember, brother.
Listen, family, we had so many situations. We had situations, you're not going to get this. When our national chairman was on the air, we had pigs. I'm talking about Newberry police. They were walking around writing down our license plates numbers. I want y'all to understand what we going through and what we go through for the liberation and salvation of the black nation, as Honorable Dr. Collie used to talk about. We walk around writing down the license plate, and we were under constant threat in the middle of the night. We had the chairman's back, and we had each other's back, and we got out of there by God's grace safely and securely. But I'm just telling y'all this, that you don't win a revolution, or you don't win wars sitting around talking about it. So what I'm saying is we were in the thicket about it. We're going back to the thicket about it. We're due to come back to Newberry, first with an all-men's meeting, then coming back sooner or later with an all-women's meeting. We're going to build in Newberry, but not just Newberry. We're planning to build in every single city in the United States of America and all across the globe. We're in over 60 cities right now. Okay, listen, for the enemy online that's listening, we're in over 60 cities right now, and we're international in Canada, in Africa, in France, and all around the globe. And so you're just going to have to die in your rage, white man, because we're not going to stop what we're doing. Our people must get free, and that's
absolutely
black power.
Let me tell you, and they sitting up here talking about we're outside agitators and instigators, and you're stirring up racial tension. Well, for me to stir up any racial tension, that means racial tension had to be there to begin with. For me to stir anything up, that's number one. And number two, how many brothers and sisters did y'all see when y'all had y'all Black Panther paraphernalia on and y'all pins on and y'all red, black, and green, suited and booted? How many brothers and sisters, even though they were a little scared, they walked by you and said, "We're so glad you're here."
Oh man, I'm talking about. I got, and that's the hell of. Let me let Sister Tiffany answer that first, and I'll come back. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Yes, everyone that I've heard, I mean everybody, even if they became scary to say it in public, we're happy. We're so happy that the new Black Panthers touched down in Newberry, because it's long overdue, and we really hate the situation that brought you here. But we are so happy that you are here. And it's like I've been telling everybody, nobody's leaving. The Panthers are here to stay, because I am, in my heart, a Panther too. And I'm here for the people. And as long as I have breath in me, I'm standing up for the freedom, equality, and justice of my people. I've let everybody know that. And we are happy to have you. And we've been wanting you here.
Well, we are there now. You're there.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what I told them. I'm here too. Well, we're here to stay now. That's what I was letting everyone know. See, a lot of people in Newberry were having the fear that, oh, it's something getting started, and while the new Black Panthers are here, nobody's going to bother them. The law knows they can't do anything, because they know what can happen and what can't happen. But when they leave, we don't know our rights, is what is seeming to be around here, is people don't know their rights. So they say, well, when they leave, that's when Lee Foster's going to come down on us. And I say, no, Lee Foster can't come down on you if you're not doing anything illegal. If you're doing something illegal, brother, sister, stop.
Well, first of all,
he
would have, if y'all united, if we're united, that means he's going to come down on the whole entire Newberry,
right,
like 60-40 black.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So my thing is, if we are all united, that is an impossible task that he's going to take on. And see, a lot of people don't understand, well, what was y'all purpose of, you know, you get these little dumb Negroes to come, what was y'all purpose of that? Well, the purpose is, it's a couple of reasons why. If you don't, and I'm not going to put really the obvious out, but I'm going to say it like this. You just try to deplete the resources. You disarm your enemy. This is the art of war, okay?
Right,
and that's
right.
What we're in. We're in a state of emergency. So y'all want to come out there overly saturated. Y'all want to show force. Y'all want to show the white man's nuts and all that other good stuff. Go ahead, because you got to spend that money, and that's cool. That's fine. Great. I'm glad to see that we're that important to you. But they really took a day off that day, because our brothers already had it under control. The security detail, local and national, had it under control.
And you got to say that.
They had it under control. It was no problems within our group, and I'm talking about the entire Black Newberry. It was no problems within our group, and I have to give a big ups to Brother Pat, Brother Shepherd, and Brother Themis, who made the local security detail happen.
That's right.
That's
Absolutely.
Black power.
So I mean, if they want to go ahead and do that, and what is the purpose? The purpose is we're not going to stop. We're going to always instigate. We're going to always irritate and agitate and every other kind of tape until y'all label this as a hate crime.
Straight up. Straight up.
Now, once you do that, you ain't got to worry about us. Well, unless it happens again. You ain't got to worry about us again with this Gregory Collins situation. But Newberry needs help. And sister, please elaborate on how much help and the goal of the new Black Panther Party under your tutelage in Newberry. What is the future for it?
Well, sister, we're going to begin with the rebuilding. And before we can do that, we got to start with healing. And that's what we're doing with the brotherhood meetings and the sisterhood meetings, separate meetings for just the brothers and just the sisters, because we got to learn to understand that we need to stop this quarreling amongst each other. We got a lot of problems with grown women in Newberry still acting like little girls, and we got to put a stop to that. So we're going to start with the rebuilding with the sisterhood meetings to let us know that we are sisters, we are mothers, and we are wisdom, so we need to do that. And that's the beginning of it. Then we'll go on to rebuilding with our youth centers, give our children something to do because they don't have anything else to do. They turn to the streets. They turn to trouble. That's all they see. So we're giving them something to do, funding programs for them, keep them out of the streets. We're going to learn to build our own businesses so we don't need the crackers' businesses, make our own money so we don't have to go to them for money. And keep it pushing forward and spread it out from there.
Your ideal is the Black Wall Street, basically.
Yes.
Also, Oklahoma all over again. That's what I would love to see.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make this point, too, before we leave it out, that on security as well, and I got to say this to a lot of the naysayers of today's youth and our generation today, on security as well, on post as well, for the protection of my life, of the life of our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, was the Wide Street Clique, those who y'all would call the gangbangers.
That's okay? Right.
I got to make this point clear that you know, that we want to call the generation lost, you know, but we've also heard that, you know, our national chairman has taught us that this is the greatest generation that we've ever seen because of their fearlessness. They just don't have the proper guidance. And so when you look at what the Y Street Clique did, they got on post. They took up security. I mean, just straight up. I'm just going to tell it like it is.
And people don't know how really on post they were. See, in guerrilla warfare tactics, nobody knows your terrain like you.
Mm-hmm.
Them brothers were posted. And when I say posted, I mean on some spook who sat by the dough kind of posted. You know, are y'all familiar with that?
With the guerrilla tactics? With which parts?
I'm talking about the spook who sat by the door when he went back and taught them brothers how to use the urban jungle to their advantage.
Yeah. But break it down for the audience, though.
Okay, I'll break it down for the audience. When I say like that, I mean like a lot of people don't know, and maybe I don't know if y'all know or y'all don't know, but a lot of people don't know. These brothers on rooftops and windows, under stuff, doing and stuff. I mean, it's the police thought that they had us surrounded, but actually they were the ones who were like, what is that thing called when they're in the middle? They're not in the circle, but like you. Exactly. They have it on the outside and the inside, because if anything broke out, you're going to get hit from both ways. So go ahead and keep saturating us like that. That's perfect. I love it. I love it.
We going to give them all the tactics away. We're just letting y'all.
Right. That's why I said you said explain it. I'm like, I really don't want to, but yeah.
Yeah. We just let y'all know that Geraldo and these other fools get on TV with their Zionist agendas and want to try to discredit the new Black Panther Party and be like, oh, it's only seven of them. But when you look at the pictures of those that were there in Panther gear and those that had their Panther buttons on, yeah, that tells the real tale. So that's why I'm saying, you know, for those who have not yet joined a chapter of the new Black Panther Party or started a chapter in your city, if there's no presence, hell, go to nbpphq@yahoo.com. Again, that's nbpphq. Like headquarters at yahoo.com. and then you put your information in and tell that you're ready to start up a chapter in your city, and we get rolling with you. It's as simple as that. It ain't no initiation, you know, like in the Skull and Bones, they make you lay down in a coffin and drink blood out of a skull and all this type of crazy savagery. We ain't doing all that. We working for freedom, justice, and equality for black people. And if you with that and you with our 10-point program, then get down with us and let's roll.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I really don't know what else to say other than the fact that it was an overwhelming sense of love amongst our people. It was something that was truly needed in Newberry. I want to help and assist Sister Tiffany in all that I can as far as helping Newberry become Black Newberry, you know what I'm saying, become the opposite of what Mayberry was, you know. Mayberry was lily white. I want Newberry to be the blackest of black, where everything, the banks, the transportation, everything is owned, ran, and dictated by black people, you know. Oh, and another thing I wanted to bring up. To all you scary Negroes out there, it's a thing called insanity. You keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result.
That's right.
We got to talk about this, and let's be for real. We can talk about how beautiful it was, but even though it was, to me, close to 1,000 people out there, if not more, it should have been 3,000-4,000 people. I mean,
right.
The whole street should have been flooded. All of Newberry should have been flooded with nothing but black people. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And my thing is this. To all you scary Negroes out there, if you're scared, go ahead and say you're scared. I mean, you can't be in this and not have some butterflies in your stomach sometimes when it comes to when they're sending out death threats to our chairman, when they're sending out snipers and all this other dumb stuff for our chairman. Of course you're going to be scared. You know, but with that, you need to build on that. You need to make that your catalyst. You need to let that be the fuel to your fire to get out here and fight. It's never, we should never leave this garbage and trash to our children.
That's right.
Our ancestors didn't leave. Look, they tried not to leave. I'm going to put it like that. A lot of our ancestors tried not to leave that garbage with us. It's still going on. A lot of this stuff is still going on today. But they try to clean it up. I'm talking about the Nzingas. I'm talking about the Nat Turners. I'm talking about the Vessies and the Prosses and all of our brothers and sisters in Haiti. I'm talking about them. You know what I mean? The real soldiers, the real warriors who wasn't afraid as far as either I'm going to die, I'm going to die on my feet, or I'm going to live on my knees. And I'll be less than a woman or a man be sitting up here living on my knees. Time you prostrate yourself in front of anybody, you're given an image that is really not indicative of a new African or an African being. So therefore, all I'm saying to all the scary Negroes out there, it comes a time when after they kill your 7-year-old daughter in Detroit, Gestapo police come up in there in Detroit, Michigan, thank God they had that on videotape, and kill your 7-year-old daughter. Anytime they can sit up here and shoot your grandmother 90-something times in Atlanta, Georgia, anytime they can slam an 80-something-year-old woman down on the ground, on the pavement, anytime they can sit up here and let Oscar Grant's assassin basically walk free, it has to be a time, and a brother is sitting up here being dragged 11 miles in your neighborhood. It has to be a time. Being scared or not scared, well, you have to say enough is enough.
Now
you
want
a buck, crackerless buck. It has to be that.
Check this out, son. We got a question that came in from the chat room. This is from an American citizen. They asked the question, if you want a complete black society, then why don't you move all of your people back to Africa? I'm going to say it
again.
That's
a good question. No, you ain't got to say that again. I get that question. Let me tell that person, because I'm assuming it's a cracker. Let me explain something to you. The black man and the black woman and the black child is not the one that needs to go back home. I am home. Any place on this planet, I'm home. Let me explain something to you. You the one 3,000 miles away from home. You go home. You go back to that resource-poor Europe. That's what you need to do. Don't worry about where I'm at, what I'm doing. This is my planet. I birthed this. This is mine. I could be any place I want to be, and it's Africa.
Well,
you're the one out of order. You're the one out of line. You go home.
To even add on to that, because we got let's really give that a true analysis, because especially for a lot of the white supremacists and those who feel like they have some kind of stake in this, that's the thing that they always say, especially the new Black Panther Party and other black nationalist groups, well, why don't you go back to Africa? But let's answer the question fully, that hell, even if we went to Africa and moved all our people back to Africa, it'd still be the white man right there, because the white man colonized Africa as the white man robbed and stole from other cultures around the globe. So when we talk about black nationalism, we're not just talking about going back to Africa. Africa got to be cleansed too of the white savagery and the imperialism and all of that. We're talking about a land of our own that is free from white control, white economic, white capitalism, and free from the savagery of the white power structure. I hope that answers your question. So we're not talking about just going back to Africa. As my sister said, we're talking about 196,940,000 square miles of planet Earth that belonged to the original black man and black woman before
Preach.
The white man was ever birthed on the planet 6,000 years ago.
That's right.
Take
That's
that
right.
and put that in your cap to America.
And then he's now he's going to ask, this was the home of the Native Americans. This is not your indigenous home. America is the place where you have to have a strong culture before you arrive here. Well, let me explain something to you.
He or she's not a Native American. He or she is not a Native American. If you're going to talk about people that was here, if you're going to talk about the indigenous, you got to talk about the Olmecs. You got to talk about the red man, the red woman who was a part of the original nation before the white man made it with them. So you're not
right.
a Native American. Get that out of your head.
That's right. That's
back
right, and
to
further that, oh, okay, we can get back to the show, because I was just about to add on to that real quick.
Go ahead and ask it. I just don't want to give this, I don't want to give this all the time, because Newberry deserves its time, and the future of the new Black Panther Party deserves its time. We answer all questions here. We're not afraid at all to answer the question now. Go ahead, sis.
Absolutely. My thing is this. I mean, obviously this person hasn't even read a sixth grade history book where it talks about, you know, the great migration out of Africa into, you know, Europe, into Asia, over, you know what I'm saying, across where Asia and Alaska was connected and how they funneled down into the Americas. So before you sit up here and talk about anything on this planet was birthed out of either the mind or the womb of a black man or a black woman. So like I said before, and I will say it again, so you will clearly understand me, American citizen, is this. Any place I, black woman, original woman, the prototype from which all came, anywhere I go, I'm home. And I'm done with it.
Straight up, straight up. And so we hope to answer your question. And we know that you understand, and even if you don't understand, we still answered your question. back to Newberry, and back to the future of the new Black Panther Party. The future of the new Black Panther Party, our national chairman talked about just a week ago, really. He said that he wanted to bring, and this is going to shake y'all in your boots, but it's what he said. He said he wanted to bring the new Black Panther Party into world power.
Hello?
Hello?
You there, brother? You there, brother? Tiffany.
Uh-huh.
Wait 1 second. Wait a minute. Sister Tiffany? Can't even hear the show.
Can't hear nothing either. I don't know what happened. Still connected?
I don't know.
You can't just call back in?
Wait a minute. I did. He sees me in the queue. Wait a minute. Sister.
You're busting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you. I even know how hard it is. Don't being a woman. A black woman at that, in this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our streets, we don't be knowing the pain we be causing. This white man's world, this white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all, this. I'm just saying this white man's world, this song, yeah. For all those times that I messed up or we messed up. Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, our mission. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' pictures. They say don't let this cruel world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Rip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and eat tomorrow. Gotta make it if I had to beg a bottle. Reading love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. If brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the wall for silence. Inside this cage with it captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. Tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls. Born black in this white man's world. And on the road, what?
All right, black power, black power. We'll get you back on for Simon. Black power. We did get you back for Simon. Got you back on, so if you could hear me, we got you black on. But we are still live on the air on Black Power Radio. And we don't know. I guess we lit it up too hot for the enemy. When the enemy started messing with the show, but hell, we ain't letting them stop nothing. I'm telling y'all, this is the work that we must do for the liberation and salvation of our people. For the liberation and salvation of our people. So the Wasami said they couldn't even hear the show. You know it? But y'all back on now. If y'all can hear me now, I'm just telling y'all, I got y'all back on now. You're on the air, still on Black Power Radio right now. Can you hear me, Wasami? Okay, well, we got 15 minutes remaining in the show. For those that can hear me, I just want to say that we are fighting a good fight. We are fighting a good fight and fighting a good battle, but we can't do this by ourselves. Our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, our national chief of staff, Brother Hashim Nzinga, our national minister of justice, Brother Imam Akbar, and others of those who are on the National Central Laboring Committee. They need your help. They need your backing. Whatever time, talents, and efforts you can give to this mission, we need your support. We need your help. We are sounding the Black Power alarm to our people that we need you to stand up and be counted, to be bold, to be strong, to not, as I should say, be the Negro, to not be the coon, to not be the shine and the ham bone that they depicted us as, but to be the strong brother or sister, that strong panther that will attack white supremacy, attack black inferiority, and make a change, a revolutionary change for our people if we don't stand up. Then, hell, we're going to get more of the same. If we don't stand up, we're going to get more of the same punishment, more of the same death and destruction, more of the same lies and deceit and evil that we've been getting for 6,000 years. The work that the new Black Panther Party is doing, it is not a work that is only designed for those who particularly favor militancy, quote unquote. We're designed also for those of you who are college students, those of you who consider yourselves professional, those of you who consider yourselves businessmen and women. We're designed for every aspect of the Black nation. All we ask you to do is to join on with us, to unite with us in a fight to help our national chairman overturn and to defeat much, if not all, of what's happening to us as a people. We've been under this for a long time, and as our sister talked about tonight, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. All right? Hey, family, I can hear y'all now. Fasami, can you hear me? My sister Tiffany, can you hear me? Okay. Well, I was trying to get them back online, but like I say, the enemy really, really, really is working. But we would definitely, definitely have our sister Black on, and I hope that y'all got to enjoy our sister and Sister Tiffany tonight working there in Newberry. We're just trying to give you a ground report. I mean, because when we got to give it to you like that, because we know that the media will not tell you the story of Black people. This is the same people that called our people three-fifths of a human being. This is the same people that Jim Crowed us. It's the same people that blacklawed us. It's the same people that used to spray our ancestors and grandmothers and grandfathers with fire hoses. Now, why would they tell our story? You know, so we have to tell our own story, and we're going to tell the story. And by God's grace, as long as we have a medium, however that medium is, we will tell that story. We're not going to rely on a Rush Limbaugh. We're not going to rely on a Geraldo. We're not going to rely on any of these fools. Why would we? They get paid millions of dollars. Millions of dollars to tell lies. So why would they ever, ever try to tell the story of the black man and black woman here in the hells of North America? Sister, you back online now, Black Power.
Yes.
We want to definitely look. Welcome y'all back. See what I'm saying? What I'm trying to tell the radio audience is those that are not involved in this work are not privy to the aims and objectives and the machinations of our enemies. And so we have to move on undeterred. But go ahead if y'all thought of any extra within the last 11 minutes. We got 11 minutes remaining in the regular broadcast.
I want to say something, actually, if you don't mind.
Yes.
This is Sister Tiffany. And what I wanted to say is, actually, this is from a resident in Newberry. And this lady said she really, really appreciated the presence of the new Black Panthers and the movement that we're doing. And she was so moved by Brother Shabazz's speech and by everyone's speeches on Saturday that she had to go to court this morning with her son because her son was involved with an altercation with one of our other brothers. There was a shooting involved. And following that shooting, her son, you know, there was retaliation, and her son was thrown through a window. And they were in court today bringing charges against the young man that put her son through the window. But she said she was so moved and so touched by the movement of rebuilding unity within the black community that they dropped the charges against this young man because she said, you know, these are our black people. We are family, and we have to learn, just like family, to work things out. And by having this brother convicted, honestly, there was no win for her. That would just be another slave turned over to the system, more money from his mother being poured over to the white man. And before we made one more cent contribution to the white man and another slave to the white man, we will dismiss this and love ourselves, love our brothers.
Damn right.
That's from her. And they dropped the charges
this
morning.
That's African law right there. See, mm-hmm. African law, look, you can't find justice in an unjust system, all
right?
And that's what this system has been brought, has been built on. It's unjust. We understand that. So running to the cracker, thinking you're going to find some kind of justice, I'm going to keep it real. We'll probably get disconnected again. I don't know what it is about me, brother. And you can ask brother on point about this. Every time you look up, I'm getting kicked off or booted out of something. I must be saying something right.
Anyway,
say that again, brother.
I said, because it definitely wasn't me. We were just rolling.
Yeah,
they
was like, that's African justice right there. We handle our situations amongst ourselves, and it doesn't have to come to killing each other, but we need to go back to old school where we getting out there in the middle of the street fighting and going home eating a peanut butter sandwich and peanut butter and jelly sandwich afterwards, and we playing the next day or we kicking it the next day. We got to get back to African law, African justice. All this nonsense going to the white man thinking you're going to get some justice? You got to be kidding me.
Definitely, definitely.
That's it. If you want justice in your streets, form a new Black Panther Party in your city. If you have one, join on to the party. I can't say it enough. While everybody, not everybody, but you have those that are out there faking and fronting and playing like they serious as hell, I'm telling y'all, we on the ground floor. So, I'm going to let Sister Tiffany. Sister Tiffany, tell the people why they should form a new Black Panther Party in their city.
If they want to have true justice amongst themselves, they want to help rebuild your own people. Let's help re-educate our people. We should have a new Black Panther Party to do that because we need to know that we can do this ourselves. We don't need the white people. And we were here before the white people. They were grafted from us. And for us to be effective, to have this freedom, equality, and justice that we stand for, people, there's power in numbers. Join up. We need to link up and show the power in our numbers. And the more people we have, the more powerful we'll be. The more we show them that we can peacefully take care of our own situations and they're not needed, we can just phase the white people right on out.
To add on to that, if you are a naysayer, if you are contradictory and contrary just for contradictory and contrary's sake, if you don't want to really work it, I mean work, I'm talking about the next day bones and muscles that you didn't even know you had hurt. If you're not ready for real work, see, and this is what I always said on the other show was, everybody know what freedom is and what it costs and the price you have to pay. Everybody understands that except the black man and the black woman. We think it's just going to be given to us. We have this false sense of entitlement. We think that we don't have to really work and freedom is going to come knocking on our doors. And then miraculously, by some Jesus, we are going to be free. That's not going to happen. You have to put in work and then pray to whoever your deity is, and then maybe we will get free. But the bottom line is, if you're a naysayer, if you're not really ready to work, just don't even bother. That's when I make being a Black Panther really exclusive. It's an exclusive club when it comes to that. If you're lazy, when it's really time to work, you're not answering your phone, or you're always coming up with a reason why you can't do something. I don't want to hear why you can't do it. Don't talk to me why you can't do something. I want to hear what can you do? What can you contribute?
Yes, preach.
You see what I'm saying? So I don't even bother, Sister Tiffany, with that crap. Don't even
Don't even call her phone. Don't call my phone. You know what I'm saying? If you talking about what you can't do or what we can't do or what is this going to prove or what is this going to do, or you talking about partying after a black man's been dragged for 11 miles, we don't need you.
That's right.
That's right, sister. That is exactly right. That's
oh, I'm sorry. I had to go off on my little tangent.
I mean, but what
sister,
you said was real.
Exactly right.
Faith without works.
Serious.
Faith without works.
Right.
Straight up dead. So, I mean, what you're saying is real. We just, finally, we just hope you can feel our spirit. We just really want our people to do better. We know that, you know, there's no magic wand to the situation. But like the sister said, this thing takes work. And if we are united in an effort to solve any problem, we can accomplish anything in unity. So we have 4 minutes left remaining. This is, now that you are acquainted with our sisters there, you know this is Black Power Radio. And so we will take, we'll do our closing comments for the show here. But I would just say that Newberry was a powerful, powerful experience for me. My family and for my comrades, and I mean, we look forward to really, really turning Newberry upside down and inside out in a revolutionary fashion, in a righteous fashion for freedom, justice, and equality. And we look forward to doing that in every city in America, wherever our people are oppressed, whether it's white on black violence, black on black violence, whatever the situation is. If it is a united front and we take a united stand with an organized effort, as Brother Kwame Ture, may he rest in peace, used to say, if we organize, 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 we can accomplish whatever we want to, family. Again, nbpphq@yahoo.com. Go to newblackpanther.com. Check out our website and keep up with the show. Sister Basami and Sister Tiffany, you close us out.
Sister Tiffany, you got anything to say, like a minute or two, that you want to say something? Because I already got my little closing statement.
Well, yes, my final thing is, anyone that's listening and you're in the Newberry area or surrounding, you want to get involved, you can email me. It's WeSpeak, WESPEAK, 2010@yahoo.com. And you can reach out to me and let me know you want to get involved, and I will be happy to let you know how you can help us with this movement. And serious inquiries only, and we want community players. We want people that are interested in helping the community, not your selfish interests, the community. If you're not for the community, if you're not for the people, keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Black power, everybody. Thank you.
Black power.
Well, powerful. Black power, sister. I guess what my closing statement is to, you know, paraphrase Baba Marcus Garvey, may peace be upon that brother, that esteemed ancestor, a love helm. Rise up, you mighty race, and accomplish what you will. Rise up. Stand up. Get up. Do something. Read a book. Teach a child. Turn off the TV. Put the fork down. Do something. Do something that will better yourself. Stop debasing your brother. Stop debasing your sisters. Love one another unconditionally. Understand we have all been mentally fucked in this shitstorm. Understand that, and we all got our flaws. Come together under one umbrella, which is black nation building and black power, and let's do it. But rise up, get up, do something. Do something. And that's it. Black power, bro.
Black power. You heard it here first here on Black Power Radio. We look forward to seeing you or hearing you again and seeing you in the streets. And the number always is area code 646-478-4447. Catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We love you. We love you. And again, we sign off by saying black power until the next show.
Black power.
Mr. Chavez, to stay the hell out of Cincinnati. Cincinnati can solve Cincinnati's problems, and all he's going to do is come here and torment a race riot. I heard you on Cincinnati Radio, one of our competitors of the black radio station, and you were very incendiary, and 2 days later, all hell breaks loose. I would urge and pray to God, Mr. Chavez, that you stay out of Cincinnati because we can solve our own problems here.
Based on a true story.
What are you doing? Tell us right now. You don't like
like America, do you?
I don't like you and your conservative.
I don't care. That's a blessing
you
for me if you don't like
it.
First
of
all, if you said this in any other country, you would be jailed or killed. You're lucky to be in America.
I'm America, most hated, most feared with debated, the raw soldier since Colin Muhammad. The new Black Panther, five-star general, got Huey P. Newton all in my blood. What up, cuz? Black power crackers, black power niggas, Negroes, political prostitutes, bitches and hoes. What kind of teaching I'm following? The kind of teaching that got my picture in the Simon Wiesenthal Museum of Tolerance. Denounced by the Washington Post, the New York Times, subscribed to Pharisees, ADL harassing me. I'm laid back laughing, G. While Ashcroft's all on my nuts, tapping my next tail. Oh well, sex sells. Ask your local Catholic priest or pedophile. Denial is my origin. I'll never be a whore again. Yeah, you pigs beat a nigga down in Inglewood, but we fucked up your Pentagon full of crackers and peckerwood.
Are you suggesting you support the looting?
I'm America, most hated.
You support the destruction that's taking place in Cincinnati?
I'm America, most hated.
What you're saying, Mr. Shabazz, is very dangerous. It's incendiary. It's inflammatory.
I'm America, most hated.
It can only exacerbate an already dangerous situation.
I'm America, most hated. I sleep with a gun under my head, and a gun under my bed, and a gun under the floor next to my dresser drawer. Better say than sorry. Bailed out the spot on my way to Virginia to the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui. Stepped out my house, looked up above my head, two U.S. Army helicopters jacking me up. I got devils backpedaling and studying my extensive FBI surveillance profile of Buckwild. The riot started, the shit started, the police and firemen killer, black fatigue guerrilla ex-nigga. The Al-Qaeda comparative, true to life narrative, crack I'm a terrorist, Bin Laden, Mike look alike. I ain't losing no sleep at night. Why you devil spy right tight? I bar Kedar, keeping it tight. So why you twisting up blunts in your black hand? Remember, I'm like you, nigga, hated by this white man.
And it's shameful, shameful, shameful for you to make those kinds of comments.
I'm America, most hated.
For your philosophy then is, I have suffered, therefore you shall suffer.
I'm America, most hated.
Now, you were in Jasper, Texas, were you not, with the new Black Panther Party?
I'm America, most hated.
Armed openly, and are you going
armed? I'm America, most hated. We got to burnish it, and snatching crackers out of cars. Too many young black brothers locked behind bars for killing one of us, so why not bust on the true terrorist, the American cracker devil police officer? I'm out on probation, on paper, pissing in the glass for a non-drug related offense, assault the police. Fuck the police, that's why your stock market is crashing. Who bashed the Twin Towers? Was it Bush? Khalid Abdul Muhammad died. A few of you bitch-ass niggas who claim you follow them lies. Most of you niggas were spies and jiving for the enemy. I'm a Mugabe, taking shit. Give me my reparations, bitch. Banned from a university, banned from TV. Took the head of four devils as I decorated my lapel. Oh well, the feds followed me in my all-black 2003 Abraham Sapien Lincoln Navigator. I got a bomb inside of my MP60, blown up like a biological dirty nuke, making devils and pigs puke. Affiliated with them Blackstones, I'm hated like I am Saddam Hussein. Controversy records, bitch.